Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Hey, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting? Wow, if ever the title of this show was the moment to truly pay attention, it's right now. We are here, and my heart is so filled with you. It is September 1. What were the odds, right? I just love this, that my show got moved to a Tuesday night through all these circumstances that were kind of wild, that we would line up together on this very night. Remember, September 2020 will feel like a year. When we get to October 1, you are going to look back at this moment right now and go, wow, because your life will have gone into hyperdrive. You will have had the most extraordinary, blessed, abundant time ever, or you are going to be in the pit of fear. And if you are, then let go of trying not to be. Dive into density and do it well. Huge moment. So much to share. Let me let you know right at the top of the hour. I'm so excited. Too amazing. The people I love so much on this planet with me tonight to share so much of what's happening, including the literal magic right here at Tosa Blue Mountain. Of course, the one, the only, the man of my dreams, my beloved wisdom keeper, Sri Ram Ka, 18 years strong in sacred union, and he is just the love of my life. And so I'm excited because we had such a profound experience on Sunday, and we said we would continue it tonight. We are part two, and then we have a movie, and are revealing for the first time the first installment that came through up there. We'll be talking about that. And of course, the one, the only, the amazing champion of women of all experiences, the beloved Jess Jutunin, who will be here with us as well, because WWA Global has just birthed. And as I'm sharing with you, my entire body is like filled with, I feel as if we're all being lifted right now. Like, you know, this beautiful portal behind me, I feel as if right here, this energy, and it feels like very much like a rainbow, is just lifting us all up and saying, yes, enough is enough is enough. What the fuck am I waiting for? If not now, when? And I want you to really feel that as I'm feeling it right now, because it's literally sending electrical shudders through me. And speaking of a connection and the blessing that's before us right now, you can give us a call and please get in. Those phone lines are filling up already over here. 517-208-1500 over at Oneness Talk Radio. And hey, how are you over at Oneness Talk Radio at YouTube and Facebook and over at the station, the channel? Thank you for being here. And over at bbs.com, we are loving you guys, loving this second generation producer stuff that's happening over there. And you can give us a buzz over there at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And get into the queue because you're going to want to ask your questions. When I'm getting ready to share, it might go, okay, all right, Kira, I get it, but what about this? Or, okay, Sri, I see what happened, but what do you mean? Or just, what are you telling me? Or it could be as, you know, hey, here's what's happening in my life right now. Tell me how that fits in. This is a moment where it is about holding each other's hands and not letting go. How do we let go? Fear and doubt. Fear and doubt, and you're out. It's just that simple. Fear and doubt, and you're out. And the minute you break out because of fear and doubt, when you have had your hands held and you have had support around you and you have witnessed the law of instantaneous manifestation because your eyes are focused forward, they're looking into the portal at my beautiful Compadres Mountain here. Yes, this is right here. And so you're looking into the portal. you're diving in with that giddy child energy, knowing and trusting, or you are feeling it because you have allowed yourself through fear and doubt to be out. And when you let go of the forward thinking, when you let go of what? Steadfast commitment, focused awareness, complete trust. There's no mystery to what it takes, but it does take that. And that is not easy if you're holding fear and doubt. So when you're out, you go back into the planetary thought body. And the planetary thought body right now, and especially this week and today, September 1, the beginning of an entire year. Right now is New Year's Eve. How fun is that, that we are together right now on New Year's Eve? And let me show you what is so important about this month. I'm going to go ahead and first share with you the up-level calendar for this month. So let's take a look at this month. There you are, September, Archangel Zadkiel. The quote for this month is, free your mind now and invite yourself to fly and soar. And all, you know what the price of admission is? You've got to free your mind. However, the doubt and the fear and all of that insecurity is wrapped into a third chakra that is being stuffed, where your power is churning and churning and churning. And you're the one that's keeping it churned. So let's look at this month. Do you see today, the first? You see how we are coming into the gift of that portal energy. So we were just looking at the portal here at our Compadres Mountains. Remember that when you looked at the August up-level calendar, it was also a profound shift month. However, for the only time this year, the one and only time this is going to happen, in order to go from August 31 to today, September 1, which is why so many people, Sri and I have been talking about this for 2 weeks. We talked all about it on Sunday. So many people are freaking out in so many ways because the only way you can enter September, remember, August was a choice month. September is what? Awareness. You, everything is awake. Everything is aware, and it's dark or light, game on. And so today that game really began. And the blessing is that in August, we were moving through the water from the universal seeds of creation in the fifth dimension. We are that, you see that beautiful winged ascended creature coming back into density. That's you right now. That's your higher self if you choose to receive it, and you are flying in. And you see, if it goes through the illuminated new moon that's going to come in on September 19th, right up into tomorrow. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, we're going to talk about that more in a minute, because the full moon of tomorrow is the first entry of the first point of the light of the divine feminine. It's Durga, and I own the trishul. All those who know me, I have a 5 foot tall, solid bronze, lost wax made trishul. You're riding in, and it's our moment. It's our moment to say, you know what? We are here. We are ready. We are open. Guide me, and we are guided. And this is a moment where it is not just about women. It is about the divine feminine. It is about a sense of balance, a restoration in a birthing process that is inviting the all to pay attention. And so, you know, as I wrote in the e-card today, I hope you're on our email list. Right now, guys, everything is happening. I mean, everything is happening. As a matter of fact, I want to read it to you exactly as I wrote it, because this is important to hear. So maybe bring your hands to your heart. And it also kind of segues into some of the other things that are happening in September and that we're going to be sharing with you this evening. So as the energy of the full moon of tomorrow night, September 2nd, is already starting, we're already in it, right? We're already in it. Your ascended presence is illuminating. I want you to breathe that in. Your ascended presence is illuminating. So that is going to seem very frightening if you are not completely living your authenticity. Because what will happen is that the ego is going to come up and go, whoa, what the heck was that? And unless you are ready to say yes to it, It'll be disabling. It will be frightening. This is also why so many, I'm going to read the next sentence here, so many chips are falling. You're going to start seeing, you can't fake it anymore. You just can't fake it. You're at the point where you have to be so nakedly authentic with yourself. You have to stop lying to yourself that you're really letting your ego go. You have to stop stopping yourself and love yourself enough to follow through. This isn't that drunk dial at midnight, you know, I've decided I'm awake, I'm going to do it, right? And then you wake up at 7 a.m. and go, hey, who did I call, right? No, my angels, this is consciously right now owning your power. And you know what? You've got it and you're ready. And I have no idea why you're not sharing it with the world. And if you are sharing it with the world, yes, thank you for being here and sharing it. And to remember a couple of basics, right? This is a moment where the ego is going to be the greatest. I love Archangel Zadkiel's words, sly pirate. If you've ever read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, Zadkiel, one of the most eloquent descriptions of the ego ever offered to humanity from Archangel Zadkiel's in that book, that the ego is the sly pirate and it will do anything fair or unfair to stop you. And that is the moment that this dark light game on has brought forward, because many who believe that they are very awake right now are actually at a level where they're hitting their level of ability to break free. And here's the first thing. We all get to that moment. And we each, in that moment, do exactly what we needed to do for our soul to receive what it needed in this experience. Meaning, we adjust and acclimate and go, yep, this is it. I'm here. This is it. And that's where we are. And then, as Archangel Zadkiel would say, do it really well, but stop hurting yourself, right? And then there's a moment where you may peek through, right? You get about that far, right? Just above water and you see it. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then it's like, oh, can't breathe. Oh yeah, that feels so much better. And that begins a descent into the ego saying, yeah, see, you knew better. Look how smart you are. Look how much you know. And you start descending more. And you start believing your own spin, as they say. And you start believing in competition. And you discover jealousy. And you discover doubt. And you discover anger. And you discover all of the things that have seen that illumination that went just above the water. Hi, right? And you've seen your divine galactic blueprint open. And yet, it just is so much easier to be here because the fear is so deep that you're afraid to look at you. You're terrified that if you really look that deep, you might not love who's there. And so I want you to know that I am right here loving everything that's there. And so is everyone else who is awake to the truth of who you are. And what matters not is that we know who you are. What matters is you do. And in this moment right now, that's the gift you're being invited to claim in this incredible month of September. And I want to show you right now, very quickly, the ascended numerology, because it's breathtaking. And I'm not going to go through it in depth because we did that on Sunday's show. And if you did not see Sunday's show, go revisit Sunday's show right here at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, right over at all of our other YouTube channels at OnenessTalkRadio.com. Go check out the show. Here's what I want you to see. Look at this right here, right now. First thing I want you to do is gaze at the wheel. And this is what a lot of you are experiencing today. And I want to explain what's happening today. You might have remembered on Sunday that I mentioned that because of the way the six and the four are charting for September, and because of the double infinite energy of the ascended numerology, we begin at the six. Look at how much September is carrying on its shoulders. It's like, oh my God, this is like Atlas, right? We're carrying the entire world on this one thread of the divine feminine going, hey, come on. Let's add a few of us to this, right? We don't have to do this ourselves, right? And so that's that six, which would have made this a very fascinating and deep month. And then what happened? We jumped from the six into the void. That's why moving from August 31 to September 1 was so hard, because even though we're still in profound shift, it is the only time this year where you're going to have to take a leap, make the choice, and it will determine the awareness that is before you right now, because that's what's before you. You're here. That time jump has been made. So let's get on, right? Let's do this year. This is day one of 365 in 30. So now, here's where I got concerned when I first started putting together the ascendant numerology for September. You see that four? That's 2020. September is always going to be a six. It's always going to start this way. This is part of the September person. This is why Virgos are so oriented in keeping everything together and trying to organize everything, because a Virgo comes in carrying a huge experience with them. And it's one that constantly bursts, which means that unless a Virgo is able to transcend the earthly experience, they can be extremely imbalanced in many different ways. And even as an ascended Virgo experiences and moves forward, they still every day need to pay attention to that balance. And so that's what that six will always do. But here's what shifts the year. And we happen to be in a year that is not only a four, perfect balance, right? But it's a double infinite. And that's why from the 6th of September, we're literally on those bungees, right? And that's exactly how I feel. I feel like I have a bungee cords on my ankles and I'm jumping off the bridge. Here we go. We're going into September. And the good news is we come right back up at that perfect balance. But here is the challenge. And this is what everyone is feeling today, because the good news is this is only going to last today. That was an infinite loop because of the double infinite, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. It needed to be balanced. And that balance is coming in right now. Look down at the bottom of that chart, September 02, 2020, in the ascended numerological system is an 8. It's a full moon. And what's so beautiful is it arises on the chart out of the infinite, because we are in the infinite. You're stuck in an infinite bubble right now. And I know what that might sound like, but the ascended numerology is just, it's right there. I mean, it's black and white. It's a science. We are all right now between the close of August 31 and the close of September 1, this 24-hour cycle leading into the full moon, which will bring us out and resume in a greater balance the journey, okay? We are in a 24-hour cycle where if we can be conscious of it, if we could hold this energy, and we're going to timestamp this so that whenever you would see this video, you can connect again with this energy. What do you want in your life? Let go of the fear, the doubt, the anger. If you were able to step right now, all right, and I'm going to be Durga right here leading the charge. If we're able to do this together right now, what do you want? What do you want? What is the vision you have always seen? Because it's yours to command and it's yours to call forward right now. And we're going to have an extensive conversation with that this afternoon, later in the show. And it brings us to this past Sunday. So I want to share with you that this past Sunday, for those of you that may not have connected with our Sunday show, and again, please do, even if it's just the first 30 minutes, Sri and I, after the close, I want to go back to Saturday morning. Saturday morning was such a profound morning that I am still breathless and integrating. It was the culminating journey of the WWA Global experience. And this is just the first wave. It is like sonic waves really going out around the world, and people sending us emails that this was the single most life-shifting moment of their entire life, and miracle after miracle after miracle. And so I want to start there, because that energy matters. That energy, the WWA Global Initiative, is about the divine harmony that it's simple, all voices deserve to be heard, and that when we can love ourselves enough, our inspiration calls forward the solution. And so is your inspiration your solution right now, or are you being destroyed by doubt? And the blessing of what's happening on our planet right now is that when that wave went out on the Lion's Gate of 8-8. Remember, August was all about anchoring that fifth dimensional energy, really getting clear on your choice. And on that Lion's Gate, that discus of Vishnu opened up all these portals and all these energies came in and the zero point was activated. The law of instantaneous manifestation started getting richer and richer and richer. And based upon whether or not you're gazing up at that fifth dimensional mirror or you're holding a seventh or higher dimensional container of compassion, gazing through it all is the choice that's been in front of you. And I know that the ego would love to stop that. And so in this moment, right now, Sri and I on August 30th, on Sunday, having culminated that WWA Global Initiative, that Lionsgate opening, the extraordinary ignition that is just beginning to roar universally. And we were deeply called to walk up the mountain here at Tosa Blue Mountain and to connect with the temple. And you may recall that the last time we had been up there, we had discovered just on our way down with Alessandro and Adriana, we had discovered this, what I was calling the alligator head. And little did we know when we went up there that that is exactly why we were being called. And so it didn't happen on Saturday because the WWA Global, and those of you that get the home study, remember, you get all this. The culminating journey four, was so profound that we were still integrating. We could barely move until Sunday morning. And so it had to be Sunday morning. Well, as you know, that's when we have our biggest show of the week, you know, Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action. Yet we woke up to this glorious, sunny, stunning, and the call was great. And it was like, okay, I know the show will happen. Let's go. And Sri and I went up. And on Sunday, we revealed part one of this video that during the week, when we had been up and first discovered what turned out to be just the head of what is a Naga and a lot more, we had requested that our beloved Angel go up and clear the rest of it. And when we arrived there, we were not prepared for what happened. It was so outside of our own boundaries. And so the first ever ensoulment happened. It was, Sri was recording. It was a real-time thing. He caught it. There is no video to go with it. He was literally recording it. So what we've done is put together for you the first 6 minutes of this and really feel that on this moment, it had to be, we were going to show it on Sunday, but it had to be time stamped in. This is day one of an entire month. And they're already, it's incredible what is coming forward. And I really want to share that experience with my beloved wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Ka, and just June Tunin. And so for right now in this moment, I want to invite you all to bring a hand to your heart and really take in a deep breath and relax it out. And I'm going to go ahead and show you this video. And when it's done, we will continue this journey. We will be taking your calls. You'll be having some other beautiful people on the screen with me. So take a breath and really invite yourself in this moment. If this was your, you know what? So, all right, I'm going to let myself have it. I'm going to receive. Let it be this moment. I love you so much. I'll be back with you in roughly 6 minutes. You can see the ridge coming out here and that this was the middle and there's another. And if you come here, you see the skin and the ridges and all the hand carving. And you can see here where it was worn off over the years. See, here's the top of the ridges. Then here's where it's been worn off or weathered. And so the gift of it having been so protected. Look, here we have once again, a very similar ear structure like we saw on the lion. I think you can really, I hope you can see what I'm seeing. Look at this as I'm clearing it in real time. Look at this. Sri, can you see that?
because that's pretty distinct. And then look down here, we start again, and then you see where Mother Nature has had her way, but then we see that which is still here. I can hardly wait to know the rest. It is, thank you for sharing this moment with me.
In fact, this is millions of years old. This is a durable remnant of a much earlier eon time on this planet.
This Naga head, and that's really the word they're giving me, and this Naga head is what they're saying. As I held it, Sri and I were holding it at the same time, and I've been holding it, I've been loving it, I've been hugging it. I literally can't move. I don't want to move. All I want to do is cry. And they're saying that, yes, you have found us, and that this site is millions of years old. And then Sri and I said, all right, how many million are you getting? And you know, how many million were they sharing with me? And then, and I've been holding this now for about 3 minutes because we knew it was for all of us. The divine directors, the cosmic 33rd presence of Master Lady Kira Ra, the ascended nature of wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka are all here now. And as a unified trinity, we have come simply for you to remember, to call this breath into your heart. This sacred stone is one that is of such preciousness and such great, they keep using words, channeling ability, ensouling ability, remembrance, that this stone will call many who already know they have worked with it before. And they're saying that as you place your hands here, this exact spot on Gaia was there, they were saying this in harmony with Chobshi and Ingapirca was a divine pyramid that held the seeds of creation, that it was like it was the womb. It was so sacred and so entrusted, and the water so supportive, and the way that this planet was coming together. And they're saying that it was 10 million years ago when this was the first city to rise that sent the light, the beacons of light out to both Chobshi and Ingapirca, whereby Ingapirca and Chobshi reunify again, whereby the sacred trinity, the ignition of the portal pendant. And they're showing this divine, beautiful pyramid. And then they're showing me pyramids all over the planet as points of light. And there's so many more here than we all know. Oh my God. It's like the whole planet. It's like every mountain you see, everything was covered in pyramids. And the radiation is what helped form the planet, what helped call all of that which we see into form. We were all part of that. We are the creators. We are the ones that have called this forward. And they're saying, fear not. For the reason the time has come now is because you are ready. This is a graduation. This is a celebration. The question is, are you here to remember, to dance, to claim, and to see each other as whole? Or are you here to see and to claim that which is ready to perform in density alone, which will satisfy the greatest ego, which will bow down before those who seek to have themselves bowed down before, and that will call forward the heart of all who are standing in the presence of their light? It will not be easy, and yet it will be done. And it is already happening. The choice is before you. This stone that the Sri and the Kira are together in union touching now has ignited once more for the all. The caretakers, those who have always cared, are here again. And those who walk this land have walked it before. Your heart already knows the way, and there is more. This experience right now calls forward each and the one to stand in their 33rd crystalline presence without any doubt, and to claim in the energy of the dancing master, empowering the law of manifestation, instantaneously calling forward, waving your hand and turning that which was dark into light in the perfect balance of all nature. Walk steadfastly commit to thy own trueness. Focus upon that which calls in the greater joy. Be aware of your awareness. It is time for you now to say yes to trusting, to love yourself more, and to arise with joy. And so it is.
Hello. I think I'm incapable of speaking partially because I'm sitting here next to my gorgeous husband. Welcome, beloved wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Kaur. I was trying to kiss him. He's like, no, no, you're going to mess me up, Kira. All right, go ahead. Go for it. Welcome, Sri Ram Kaur. Yay. Well, so, hey, guys, are you as altered as I am right now? That was like so mind-blowing for me to revisit in this moment.
Well,
on September 1.
There's a preciousness in the profundity. It's both this seemingly fragile heart connection. It's not fragile, but it's seemingly fragile because of the tenderness and exquisiteness that is there, as well as the profundity of going beyond the layers of discernment, going beyond the layers of conception.
Yeah.
And for me, what humbled me so much was in connecting to realize that while my lens is fairly wide, while I have a pretty wide cosmic context for things, when I touched in to that stone and the energies it represented and then the affiliated energies, a whole new paradigm started coming.
You know, guys, all I can share with you is that let's talk about that, because at the very end of the movie there, you saw it looks exactly like Kedarnath. For those of you that haven't put that together yet, that has been for me yet even another. Sri and I discovered this place, and we have what we call our Kedarnath mountain here, but we didn't know it when we bought it because it was cloudy.
Yeah.
And then here's what's so amazing. So it was cloudy. We didn't know it. We bought this place. Then we went to India for a month, and we happened to be going to Kedarnath.
Yeah.
When we got to Kedarnath, those of you that are not familiar, one of the things Sri and I have been doing is visiting all the Jyotirlingas. And when we got to Kedarnath, it was truly a peak experience, certainly in my life. And we couldn't leave. And so here we were,
physically,
stranded,
as well
literally
as spiritually.
Stranded. And my knees were gone. I had a broken meniscus and all the other things that were happening. I literally, people were trying to carry me. And I mean, it was just one of those. And yet we spent in these very, very rustic accommodations at about 13,000 feet. And
yeah,
it was very cold.
So the helicopter couldn't come and take us back.
No.
So we spent the night in the chilly purity of the Himalayas.
And it was extraordinary. So Kedarnath became very imprinted in us. Well, then we came back. We went to India for a month. Then we came back the next month. So we had been gone 2 months, and it was clear skies. And we discovered Kedarnath for the first time. And I took pictures of it and sent them to some of my dear, dear Hindu priest friends in India, because I superimposed them over the Jyotirlinga, and it was like identical. Well, if you looked at this stone, we didn't know that till the very end. It was at the very end when I heard, go up here and take a picture, which we had not taken a picture from that site. And we had been so literally like hugging, and it's huge. It's massively huge. And when I took the picture, I saw it immediately. And I was like, wow, it's also a Shiva Linga. And when you stand right in front of it and you understand that, and for those of you that have ever read the Mahabharata, you know, Kedarnath and the place of ascension. And here, Sri and I have been literally climbing up our mountain, right? The Pandavas climbed up the mountain as they started dropping their bodies. And here we have had the blessing of being at one Kedarnath, and it feels as if this other one is like radiating here. And what's interesting to me is that triangular shape, when we also have this trinity that's been revealed of Ingaparka Chobshi and the temple of crystalline light. So this is an amazing moment.
Yeah, truly profound and truly marvelous, humbling to be part of it.
Absolutely.
One of the things that is fabulous is that we keep seeing the symbolic and the manifest energy of Shiva.
Right.
At these various high frequency sites. And so we have a mountain just real close to us. And that we lovingly call
Kedarnath,
and now the stone has the same shape as the Joy Tilingra.
And so we want to bring Jess in so that we can see both of us at the same time, and that would be wonderful. And so, Jess, oh my goodness gracious, wow. I see your portal pendant, and I'm not sure we're all seeing you. So, Sri, would you type in there to our producer?
I think they are.
Okay. I hope you're all seeing both of us. I really do. And I love your portal pendant, and I love your ocean. You brought the water tonight. Loving that. So, Jess, is that the lake?
This is Lake Superior, which is the largest freshwater lake in the world, unless you want to have an argument with Russia. But it's the biggest.
Oh, we have two Russians coming in September.
But it's all
you might
Superior.
Have an argument.
I hear you.
Depends if you go by volume or, you know.
Uh-huh. I got it.
But yeah, it truly is. It carries the energy of the ocean. It's like a freshwater ocean.
Well, you know, I caught myself because I realized after I said the ocean, I'm like, wait a minute, that's the lake. And it is, wow, power filled. Thank you for bringing that with our portal to the mountains. I feel like we're making this beautiful bridge.
Nice
and so,
connection, yeah.
Jess, how was the video for you? That's the first kind of sprang that one on you. How are you receiving?
I feel so grateful to be here for this moment, first of all. Absolutely. It blew me away. I definitely was altered by the end of that. I will have to revisit that in soulment. Just wow, astounding. And also confirming of something my soul really knows, you know, and having touched the energy of the mountain before, I'm just like not surprised entirely. It had so much more to come for because the energy there is so palpable. I mean, you know, it's big when you just spend time there. So for all of this to be being revealed is so exciting. And it brings tears to my eyes. I mean, this is huge. I mean, this is like a moment that we all said we would be here for right now.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, we made it. You know, it's exciting.
No doubt, no fear, we're moving forward, you know, and that's really what it's about. And I love the word exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah. And you just brought Merlin in. He literally just jumped up into Sheree's lap. And
hi,
so,
baby.
And that, you know, he's getting through two doors. I think there's like a whole Merlin fan club that he's aware of. And so he's like showing up.
He's very powerful.
Yes,
extremely, yes, he is.
Extremely powerful and really likes to hog the spotlight. What I'm enjoying is his collar is the same color turquoise as Sri's mala tonight.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so just wanted to note that.
Coordinated.
So, I know. So one of the things, and we'll be sharing more about this during the full moon tomorrow night, is that what I this could have been a much longer video. What they revealed was they showed me, I had just heard from Sue that I had to have all of my 2021 forecasts into the magazines for publication by the 15th. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have all of the 2021 yet. It's still being formulated. When I was holding the stone, did you see that picture of me up there? And there were other ones. Okay. Not only did they download the entire thing to me, and it's another wild ride. It's not another linear year. I don't know that we're ever going to see another linear year. But they showed it to me with similar to the way the Mayan calendar was made with 12 glyphs. And then that stone is the one of the 12. All 12 are up there. They said, we already know 7. And that before I need to release this, that, you know how I make the energy flows of the year? This year it will be made with the pictures of each stone representing each one of the cycles.
Wow.
Yeah. And I will share this, it's going to be a year of 12 cycles. And amazing. this month right now, September, is the first preparation because we're going to get to practice what 1 year is like in a month. Because by the time we get to next year, it's going to be more than that. So this is, we're being given this gift of September. And the gift is that it is game on. And Sri, I want to talk about the game on, right? Mm-hmm. It is dark or light. You know, those of you that got the e-card, you might have seen in the e-card in the graphic that I made there, there's a yin-yang symbol, right? The traditional balance symbol with the reminder that the eyes are open. All eyes are open. Just because your eyes are open doesn't mean somebody else's aren't open. The question is, what are they open to? And this is dark and light at the same time. game on. And this is really where we're getting into this moment of great balance. And Jess, I only want to bring this up because I think it's important for people to know that we all receive certain experiences, that as soon as we ignited even more light, we had the first people show up claiming that they're the reason that this is happening. Mm. And this was published on the web and taking a lot of direct hits at Sri and I, and specifically at me, and claiming credit for the temple. And it's precious. I mean, God bless them. It is that consciousness, you know, love them. They really know not what they do. They really believe what they're doing. But the reason I'm bringing it up is twofold. Number one, to say, okay, we're aware of it. And that's part of it. It's not that it won't happen. It's that it's how you walk through it, right? And number two, to stay in that seventh and above experience. So, yeah. Right.
Well, part of the.
Ow! I'm sorry. Merlin just dug his. Ow! Merlin wants. I think Durga's here. Go ahead. This is my lion.
Part of what's happening when the part of us that is visible or engaged with density consciousness mm-hmm. is always engaged in subject-object polarities, and so that's just the nature of it, and we accept that as normal. When we are holding a seventh dimensional frequency, and it actually begins in the fifth dimension, but it's anchored in the seventh, we are then beyond the polarities, but we are witnessing the polarities, and we could even be witnessing an aspect of ourselves involved with
this. Is important,
the
right?
Polarities.
Isn't this important to talk about? Because how many people do you know right now that are getting the big doubt and fear bullet thrown at them, especially today? I mean, you're noticing this, right, Jess?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm noticing this with a lot of beings right now, and it's palpable. It's there.
Well, yeah. And so we can talk at any level. From the standpoint of your ordinary life, I put a little box around that because it's a smaller one.
All right.
You have choices to make. Are you going to align with the expansion of light, or are you going to align with the compression and contraction of the density darkness? That's a fundamental choice within the strata of density. Then there is the observer energy, the compassionate fifth dimensional self that says, I can love you all,
yeah,
all the players.
Yeah.
And then as we lift further, we lift out of being the active player and we reside in the non-attachment, the non-judgment.
Yeah.
And so these, we're referring to them as fifth and seventh dimensional energies. However, these are stages of consciousness. These are qualities of self-realization, of self-ascension.
So speaking of that, let's all talk about this. I'm going to share really quickly here the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. I'm sharing the one that's in color. And the reason I'm doing this is because this moment is 100% about consciousness. If there is a war, it is a war for the state of your consciousness. And as the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening shows us, we are all born into density consciousness. Density consciousness is where you'll find fear, anxiety, right? Are you suffering from anxiety? Are you in fear? Are you preoccupied? Can you just not let go of something that you know is holding you back? Then let go of thinking that you're ascended or thinking that you're so whatever. You're in density consciousness. Love yourself and lift through it. That's the game board. The game board is density consciousness. And as you lift, you see how the chakras there are moving, right? So we go from that third, you know, first, second, third. And the third is the bridge that actually brings us into spiritual activism, but it's also our trap. Many people stop where you see that third energy, that yellow meeting the green, where they open up their heart just enough to learn some language and their ego feels very satisfied. But what's really happening is that they're stuck and they're stuck in the victim loop and they've evolved. It is an ascension. It's all ascension. They've evolved out of density consciousness, but spiritual activism is the single most dangerous level. And so Jess and Sri, let's talk about that. You know, what are you noticing around this, Jess?
Yeah, I mean, this is where the majority of consciousness is sitting right now. So that's why we see so much happening on the world stage of us versus them, whatever realm you want to be in. But there's that energy of like, let's align here and we're right and you're wrong. And There's a lot of energy feeding into that. So it's a big pop moment. You know, there's that, it's propelling us forward, but we have to be really mindful. It can be easy to get ensnared in some, you know, even if it feels ascended, it could be the spiritual activism at play.
Exactly. And that's a really important point, Shri. I know you wanted to jump in.
Well, I think, you know, there's a giggle here because you're going to do what you're going to do. Meaning, if you're going to get sucked into a conspiracy theory or an activism or a group.
And has COVID been the greatest awakener ever?
Oh, wow. Shake it.
Did that flush out what's been hiding behind the surface?
Yeah. This guy's a little
I
active.
Know. He's active tonight. He's
anyway,
very active.
Anyway, you're going to do what you're going to do until you're complete with it. And this is the magic of consciousness. Mm-hmm. When we are not fully awake, we're going to repeat the same painful patterns over and over and over. And when we begin to wake up, we apply our love to our group, our family, our church, our political party, whatever it is. We extend love outward, but it's still limited to, you know, well, those other guys don't deserve my love. You know, it's one
it's
of those.
It's quantified and judgmental. It carries judgment.
So there's an expansion at work. And right. As we witness ourselves and continue to allow ascension to happen, we begin to realize, oh, wait a minute. Everything is woven of the same fabric.
Yeah.
Everything has the divine expressing through it. And our whole capacity for love evolves in another quantum leap into another stage of consciousness.
Yeah.
So the thing is, once you've touched it, and here's the piece where I want to say, I'm waving my finger. Once you have touched in to the oneness, once you have touched in to global family and universal love,
yeah.
Why not stay there?
Yeah.
What in you thinks you have to go back and live a life of polarity and fear and mm-hmm. anger? Mm-hmm. Yet you know better. You know that the fabric of universal unconditional love is there awaiting you. And that is the rub. That's what we're challenging you to say, hey, when is enough is enough?
Well, and when are you going to step out, right?
You know, you know, when will you say I'm complete with that?
So Jess, if somebody, and you know, we talked about this earlier that right now you're illuminating. So all of what that means is that the divine galactic blueprint is illuminating. The law of instantaneous manifestation is here. It is insanely amazing, right?
Yeah.
And if that's illuminating and you're unaware of it, this is freaking out. So what, right? So what kind of, what are you inviting people to do to navigate this moment? The ones that are in that bounce, right? Remember, we're in that 6-4 bounce until that full moon gives us that stability for the rest of the month. So we only have to make it till tomorrow.
Yeah. Anchor in the heart, you know, it's like get into that heart because that's the doorway to that ascended illuminated presence and helps us to relax the body, love the body, whatever it's doing, get into that heart space and bring forward that unconditional love for ourselves and our life and our whole experience. That's the gateway.
Well, and you know, you really, I want to just give you kudos here. The WWA Global Experience, you really modeled that. And I think what people learned during that was incredible. And tomorrow night, we're going to be bringing that into the full moon ceremony as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a really amazing gift to be together again for that experience and activate with this full moon.
Yeah.
Well, and if you didn't join us,
yeah.
Head to the homepage of SriandKira.com and scroll on down. There's a little WWA graphic. You can acquire all the videos, all the printed material, all
start
the coaching.
Start the calls, journey.
And you can get on board for the live forum just by tuning into the home study and acquiring that for your own growth and expansion.
And if you're doing that in real time, you also get the bonus of being with us on the full moon tomorrow night. And remember, all of you that are already part of the WWA Global community, look for your email
tomorrow.
And we're also going to be announcing the summit in March. Put that on your calendar. Are we rocking excited about the summit?
A lot of good stuff happening.
So exciting, guys. You've got to make a note because, yeah, the first annual WWA Global Summit will be right here at Tosa Blue Mountain. It's going to be a worldwide virtual convention, so to speak. We're so excited.
Oh, wow. I'm just like, get it up.
Yeah, mark it on your calendar. 2021 is the main event, and 22 through 24 are the post-convention experiences. I'm so excited. Details are going out about that very, very soon. So just put it on your calendars and get ready to have some fun. So speaking of having fun, I'm looking over here. We are just zooming with calls. And again, for those of you, let me give you the number. There still might be a line over there at 888-627-6008 if you want to call toll-free. And of course, 517-208-1500. It's looking pretty full, but you never know. If it's your night to get on, you will get on. So Sri, I have to go to Philadelphia because I used to live in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
All right. So we're over here at Oneness Talk Radio saying, hey, Philadelphia, namaste and welcome. Oh, turn down our radio.
All right. You got to turn off
your... Hey, can you turn off your radio, sweetheart? We hear us.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you?
Hi. Is it me?
It is you.
It's you.
Hi, sweetheart. We love you. Welcome.
Oh, I love you too. I'm so happy to be on. This is my first time calling. I've been following you guys for a few years now, and just I was hoping to get a mini soul reading. I feel kind of, I don't know, a little lost or stuck or not sure where I'm at.
Oh, sweetheart, you're right here, right now. And that's really the first thing I want to share with you. You know, I used to live in Philadelphia, and my heart, it was the fact that you're in Philly that you called me. And so thank you for carrying such heart. So I want you to bring your hands to your heart right now and to just relax, because you are right here, right now. And the first thing that's coming in are all of these angels. You don't have like one guide. You've got like a troop, and they're all around you. And they're saying, don't worry. We've got this. We've got you. Stop doubting what you already know you're ready to do. And as I'm sharing that with you, I feel your third chakra actually relax. And I want you to keep breathing, honey. You keep holding your breath. You're holding your breath because your fifth chakra, you are not used to being yourself. You make so many compromises in your life, and you do so much. And it's like, you know what now? And see, as I'm sharing this with you, wow, am I feeling your third chakra tighten up? Baby, one hand on your third, one hand on your fifth, right? You are right here, right now. And I know that Jess and Sri and I are gazing at you, and that is no accident. It is your first time getting through. You are on September 1st, 2020. Come on. You're our first caller. The universe is like, look, how many more signs do we need to put in front of you? It's your time. Don't just go. Just say yes. And so, you, Angel, all I can share with you is that everything around you is like laughing. Like, oh my God, did I really think it would be that hard? And it's like, I keep seeing you on the other side, and your life is just beginning. And so I want you to really breathe that in and relax that third chakra and receive breath. And Sri, did you want to share anything?
Oh, no, other than it's time to just smile at everything going on and say, I trust myself and I am guided, and then watch the guidance appear through your actions.
And as we breathe that in, Jess, what would you like to share?
This is your magic carpet ride. Don't look down, fly up.
I love it. Hold on, right? We're all going to hold on. Yeah. Oh, we love you, honey. Many blessings.
Thank you.
We love you, sweetheart. Namaste. Oh, let's all just take in. I think we all need to take in a centering breath. Like, just let's go up, breathe it up to the crown, bring it down as far as you can. And then I think we should do that again. Let's just breathe up. Yeah, much better. Much better. And some of you may want to do that again. And just really notice that this is a moment where that darker light game on energy really wants you to be, let's just say, giving up the ship, right? All the chips are falling, but everything is illuminating. So where are you at in that trampoline?
Well, hey, right? Let's just consider that even though density consciousness and mass consciousness is fairly predictable, because polarities always dance in a kind of a predictable fashion. And even though that's going on, you still have free will. You still have the opportunity to choose. So how can the greater forces of darkness manipulate the game board? By getting you to quit.
And feel your third chakras, because as you're sharing that, Jess, jump in. Are you feeling the third chakra thing going on?
I'm feeling
on?
The third chakra and the fifth. I'm like both going off simultaneously.
Yeah.
And I also feel and see just like all these beautiful points of light that are us, you know, holding each other and surrounding all of those that need this extra energy. And I'm seeing that beautiful.
And that's an important thing. The evolution will not be televised.
No, it won't.
It will be broadcast, however, here on YouTube.
And we are at time on our show. Oh, and goodness. We were just beginning to get to all of our callers. So look, to all of you, please call back next week. And you're going to want to be at next Sunday's Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passion and action. Jess, you're now live. Today was your live premiere. Your show is on at what time?
9 a.m. Pacific on Tuesday, Soul Fusion Cafe.
Woohoo! Another great live show to visit. And hey, guys, remember, tomorrow night, the WWA Global Initiative, we're going to go world. We are doing it. We are coming together. Come time travel with us tomorrow as we ignite the balance for this year as a month. If you're already a WWA Global member, you're going to get your e-card. If not, jump over to sriankira.com, become a part of WWA Global, or go to wwaglobal.com and learn more. Yeah. We love you. You can do this. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at sriankira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.